Hello, this is Fight Back, a podcast by the Healthcare Consumer Rights Foundation. I'm Steve Poizner, healthcare consumer advocate, founder, and executive director. Our nonprofit's mission is to help you navigate the complex healthcare system and understand your legal rights, options, and opportunities when you encounter problems and obstacles. We want to empower you with the information you need to fight back and get the best possible care. Our special guests, experts in their field of healthcare and medicine, provide you with an informative, interesting, and life-changing education on a variety of healthcare topics important to you and your loved ones. In our new Fight Back mini-cast series, we take you through the highlights and great educational information from our most popular podcast topics in our very large library. Let's get started. Mike, as you know, polls show that there's a lot of concern in the public, you know, over the safety of the upcoming COVID-19 vaccines. The last vaccine that was developed, you know, took years, and this one, of course, is being finished in record time. What should our listeners know from your perspective about the safety of these COVID-19 vaccines?
Certainly. I guess I want to start just by saying it's important for everyone that's listening to know that no steps were skipped in this process. That's really, really key. Although things are moving very fast, no steps were skipped. Instead, what we were able to do as an industry was instead of kind of working purely in series, meaning step A to step B to step C to step D, things were able to happen in parallel. So wherever possible, create efficiencies to move at as fast a pace as safety would allow. So some examples of that are using digital clinical trials, getting information from participants through an app. I'm actually a participant in a COVID-19 vaccine clinical trial. So I went in to get two injections over the course of a month. But between that time, I didn't need to go back. I was able to communicate through an app that I downloaded on my phone, and I did virtual visits with the clinical trial sponsors. So that's one example. Another is companies now are manufacturing at risk. So they've decided to make the vaccines before they know if they're effective or if they've even been approved. And at the same time, we're really relying on decades of investment in technology. It's true that we were able to move very, very quickly, and there's an excellent timeline that shows this. The genetic code of the coronavirus, this novel coronavirus, was released to the world on January 10th, and just a few days after that, the first mRNA vaccine was able to be created. But it took many, many years to develop the platform that allowed that mRNA vaccine to be invented so quickly. And then, of course, shortly thereafter, the vaccine was able to enter clinical trials. So there's a lot of things that are working in our favor to have a quick turnaround. Of course, it's funny to say things working in our favor because we're in the midst of a pandemic that's claimed so many lives, and we really need to we really need things to move this quickly, if not faster. But of course, again, not skipping steps and making sure that safety is the number one consideration.
Is it typical for these clinical trials to be done this way, where you're the double blind, and there's the placebo group, and then the group getting the test vaccine, but then the folks that are getting the test vaccine aren't necessarily exposed to the disease that you're trying to vaccinate against. So, is it possible, to have done tests, where you then expose the person to the vaccine, or is that just too dangerous?
Yeah, that's one. That's something that actually folks talked about, and I've been asked that question before as well. Would I enter into a challenge trial? And my personal take was that I didn't feel that comfortable. I felt like the risk that I'm taking in my current life are kind of enough for me working in the emergency department. I like the, I want to be able to wear PPE and all of that. So challenge trials are something that folks talked about, but not, not something that we did because the risks are high. The disease does have a very high mortality rate still. And And it's also unpredictable. We don't know who's going to get really sick from COVID. Some people show very few symptoms and other people get really, really sick. And some people die. And that is pretty unusual to have a disease that has such a wide spectrum of illness where some people feel almost nothing and then other people die. So it's just so unpredictable. That was not something that was done for these clinical trials.
Tell us a little bit about herd immunity. So how many people need to get the vaccine and or sadly have gotten the disease? How does it work, you know, in order to get enough people with some kind of immunity in order to really kill off this coronavirus?
Certainly. There's been a lot of math done by folks far smarter than me to figure out kind of exactly where they think we need to be. So what I guess I would say is, you know, the vaccine is showing really high efficacy numbers. And if it's authorized, I think the key thing is, you know, we want everyone to feel confident in taking it. If you're in that target population, if it's authorized for you, we hope, or I hope, I guess, that everyone will feel comfortable and want to go get it. The more people vaccinated, the more people protected, and the more likelihood that we kind of, you know, take away the oxygen that this virus needs to survive. You know, if we don't get enough folks vaccinated, then the virus is still able to circulate. But if you do a good job vaccinating populations, we've seen that viruses can, go down so low that you really don't see them anymore. So that's my hope, is that we can all work to increase vaccine confidence. And if you're in a population that is able to get the vaccine, that you feel confident in doing so, because the more people that get vaccinated, the more people protected, and the faster we can end the pandemic.
I want to thank you for listening to today's Fight Back minicast. You can listen to the full podcast on this topic or check out additional podcasts by going to our website at www.healthcareconsumerrights.org. We also welcome your input and stories that we can use on future podcasts. This is Steve Poizner, and this is Fight Back, a podcast by the Healthcare Consumer Rights Foundation. Thanks for listening. I look forward to our next podcast. Talk with you soon.